Well, the male hog.
Yeah. Well, the boar, we keep a boar. Our one of the neighbors would keep a boar, and we'd go breed our hogs with that, you know, different boars. You might have a red Duroc, and the other man might have a Yorkshire or something like that. I don't know the names of them lately, because I so long I haven't food. But if he had a different hog, he wanted a different hog, you know, raise a different breed of hogs.
Poland China.
Poland China, yeah. That was the most important one. Red Duroc and Poland China here, around this part of the community. And they would grow bigger, you know. Poland China would grow 600 pounds in less than a year.
Uh-huh.
Or 2 years, you know.
A little one is a...
I just call them a baby pig, I guess.
What about when they got a little size on them? How big would they have to get to be a show?
A what?
A choke, or did when you didn't want a hog to grow up to be a boar, you
cut him,
okay.
Castrated him,
and then he was
a choke. Yeah, but all the majority of your big hogs, that's why it would happen. You see, you keep them to a certain point for a boar, and then if you want to raise a big hog, what I call a 600-pound hog. All what you would do with that hog is make lard and sausage.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And then you castrate them.
You make him up.
And then you keep them. You have to keep them at least. I forgot how many days now before. You still can. You can kill a hog after you castrate him and lose him if you kill him too soon.
Well, was there a certain time of the year that you cut him at? A certain time of the moon?
I guess they would.
Yeah. You hear that?
Yeah. Plenty. We talked about that Sunday too. I told the fellas that I plant with the moon, but I said the moon don't see me, I cover my corn flat away. And then they thought poorly. I mean, we were just joking, you know. I don't like to make fun of the good Lord, maybe. But plenty of people plant by the moon. I don't. I really don't. My daddy used to plant by the moon. I don't, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons. The other day, I went to plant some little butter beans, you know, man. And the man told me to plant. I said, yeah, you tell me to plant, and it's the right moon, but the field's not right. So how in the hell can I do that? It's wet. And I didn't plant. It's still wet. So I'm gonna miss it. I've tried that with willow trees, plant, cut it by the moon, and it works.
They grow well.
You cut a willow tree and the moon's going to see you, it's going to rot. And you cut it when the moon's not going to see you, that willow tree never will rot. If you put it in the shed.
What are you raising in your garden? All sorts of.
No, I raise tomatoes, peppers, not. Big extent, you know.
You got those little tomatoes?
No, I get the big ones. I had some. Okay. Fake tomatoes, they call them. Oh, they're good, man. I was hunting some for this year. I raised peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers, okras, peas, sweet corn. And that's about it. Butter beans, snap beans, and...
Any different types of snap beans?
Mostly I use the contenders. They grow better here, and they produce more. Last year I made me about 150 pounds of white beans. You know, I kept them white, you know, get white. And naturally I have a pea peeler and it peels quick, you see. I just throw it.